and Maurice were diving in the pool. He listened carefully, but could only just hear them. A sudden breeze shook the fringe of palm trees, so that the fronds tossed and fluttered. 60 feet above Roger, several nuts, fibrous lumps as big as rugby balls, were loosed from their stems. They fell about him with a series of hard thumps, and he was not touched. Roger did not consider his escape, but looked from the nuts to Henry and back again. The subsoil beneath the palm trees was a raised beach, and generations of palms had worked loose in this the stones that had lain on the sands of another shore. Roger stooped, picked up a stone, aimed and threw it at Henry, threw it to miss. The stone, that token of preposterous time, bounced 5 yards to Henry's right and fell in the water. Roger gathered a handful of stones and began to throw them. Yet there was a space round Henry, perhaps 6 yards in diameter, into which he dare not throw. Here, invisible yet strong, was the taboo of the old life. Round the squatting child was the protection of parents and school and policemen and the law. Roger's arm was conditioned by a civilization that knew nothing of him and was in ruins. Henry was surprised by the plopping sounds in the water. He abandoned the noiseless transparencies and pointed at the center of the spreading rings like a setter. This side and that the stones fell, and Henry turned obediently, but always too late to see the stones in the air. At last he saw one and laughed, looking for the friend who was teasing him. But Roger had whipped behind the palm again, was leaning against it, breathing quickly, his eyelids fluttering. Then Henry lost interest in stones and wandered off.
Who is this Roger guy? He sounds like a serious bully. He's described as gloomy, and there's something forbidding about him. Now here he is terrorizing the little kids, who are playing in the sand trying to pretend they're just on vacation at the beach. But when Roger starts throwing stones, he can't bring himself to actually hit Henry. Why not? Because of the taboo of the old life, the book says. Well, I know that a taboo is a thing that's forbidden. Something you're never supposed to do. And of course in Roger's old life in England, it was taboo to hit a little kid with rocks. So even here on the island, where there are no rules and no parents or teachers or cops to make you behave, Roger can't quite bring himself to do this thing that he'd always been taught not to do. But I wonder, how long will the old rules keep holding Roger back? Let's start up again near the bottom of page 62, where Jack is saying, Roger.
Roger. Jack was standing under a tree, about 10 yards away. When Roger opened his eyes and saw him, a darker shadow crept beneath the swarthiness of his skin, but Jack noticed nothing. He was eager, impatient, beckoning, so that Roger went to him. There was a small pool at the end of the river, dammed back by sand and full of white water lilies and needle-like